Lawmakers had held up both measures to make sure there was money to fund the programs. One bill would beef up training for medical professionals who write prescriptions for opioids. It would cost about $174,000 over 3 years to offer a national training program aimed at screening for patients who are susceptible to opioid abuse. Republican Senator Brian Chiazawa is a doctor.
What this does is we'll bring our current physicians up in this type of evidence-based referral and treatment.
That bill won final passage and is headed to the governor's desk. A second bill would allow what's called an institutional review board to oversee human research on the use of cannabinoids. Republican Senator Evan Vickers is a pharmacist who referred to standards set by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This would follow a pattern that would be considered traditional rigorous medical research pertaining similar to what the FDA would require. In fact, FDA guidelines are involved in this type of a process.
The cost to have the board oversee the research is estimated at more than $46,000 over 3 years. The bill passed the Senate and heads now back to the House for final approval. Judy Fays, KUER News.